From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. France led an international call Sunday, hoping preserving the two-state solution as the only road to peace between Israel and the Palestinians. Lisa Bryant reports.
Speaking to representatives from more than 70 countries, including the United States, French President François Hollande defended Sunday's talks that critics have written off even before they started.
Je vous l'affirme ici.
Rather, Hollande said the real naïveté would be to think that a rapprochement between Israel and its neighbors would be possible without progress in Israeli-Palestinian peace talks. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
Monitors say artillery fire from Syrian government forces hit a crisis shelter Sunday near Damascus, killing or wounding at least 30 civilians. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights called the attack at the Barada Valley town of Deir Qanun a massacre. Officials in Afghanistan say at least 7 civilians were killed and 2 wounded when their vehicle hit a roadside bomb in an eastern border region. The Afghan Interior Ministry says the blast took place in the village of Bargoli in Nangarhar province. It was not immediately clear who planted the bomb. The incident happened just hours before Islamic State militants in the same area abducted 13 seminary teachers. A spokesman for Gambian President-elect Adama Barrow confirmed Sunday that his inauguration will take place on January 19th, despite incumbent President Yahya Jammeh's refusal to step down from office. Barrow flew to Senegal after the West African regional bloc ECOWAS failed to persuade Mr. Jammeh to hand over power when his current 5-year term of office ends. This is VOA News.